We want to use this conference as a platform to highlight the importance of greater investments, not only by the public sector, but especially finding ways and means to bring on board the private sector, foundations, and other philanthropic organizations so that they can also be part of the transformation process and invest in rural transformation. So what we really want to achieve is to see how we can get the private sector on board so that they can be involved much more comprehensively, especially in remote rural areas where the risks are much higher for them. In the conference, we're also going to discuss innovative instruments for financing so that organizations like IFAD and other multilaterals and bilaterals, how can they finance smallholder and smallholder medium enterprises at the grassroots level?
So why have this conference now, and what role can the UN play overall in helping this very vulnerable sector of the world's poor and food insecure?
Well, there are at least two reasons why the timing of this conference is fundamental. Firstly, we have Agenda 2030 ahead of us. And leaving this kind of discussion any later, any further down the road, would compromise the possibility of us achieving Agenda 20 objectives and the Sustainable Development Goals. So it is really time for action. Secondly, we have a special opportunity, given that we're based in Rome, our headquarters is in Rome, together with our partners, FAO and WFP, we have an opportunity also to engage in the G7 process, because the G7 process in 2017 will be under the Italian presidency. So this conference is also going to provide an opportunity to give inputs to the discussions that will take place within the context of the G7. And in the G7, there's a major track on food security and agriculture. So we're actually working together with the authorities, Italian authorities here, to make sure that the issue of investments and financing is prominently featured in the G7 outcome declarations.
Is it a bit optimistic to talk about rural transformation? I mean, it's going to require, in I think IFAD's own words, enormous investment, isn't it?
Absolutely. That's why we know that public investment is not going to be enough. That's where the private sector has a major role. But also others, especially these very large foundations as our partners, like Gates Foundation, Rockefeller, and many others, including in developing countries.
What about the role of women? I mean, do women farmers have a particular role to play in this hoped-for transformation?
Women farmers are critical. We have data which shows that majority or a large number of labor in the farmlands are women. They have an important role to play, whether it's in the production cycle, whether it's in processing, or whether it's in marketing. So IFAD as an organization and the UN as a whole in general, but IFAD in particular, devotes special attention to the transformation and empowerment of women.
And how do you persuade more affluent city dwellers, if you like, to help support or care about the rural poor in their own countries or regions?
That's another interesting question, you know, and I'd like to link up here with a major conference, UN conference, that took place in Quito, Ecuador in October, the Habitat 3. We were very much at the forefront of that, highlighting the rural-urban nexus, that in order to have sustainable cities, you cannot forget rural areas. So it is through this advocacy and policy work at the highest level can we sensitize communities in the cities to also pay attention to rural areas. There's the issue of migration, rural-urban migration. So by making farming, by making rural areas more generally attractive, will also ensure that we achieve sustainable cities.
And finally, I mean, how will you judge the success of this conference? What are you looking for in terms of an outcome?
One of the concrete outcomes is the launching of what we call the Smallholder Agriculture Finance and Investment Network, SAFIN. So this SAFIN is fundamental. It's a critical response of IFAD and other partners, interested partners, to do something together in a coordinated manner to achieve the objectives of Agenda 2030. So it's a network of number of organizations that we want to launch. We want to announce the establishment of the SAFIN at the conference. We and other partners who will be present at the conference. And this SAFIN will basically be responsible for undertaking a number of initiatives in the area of smallholder agriculture. It could be policy work, it could be financing, it could be research and analytic work in order to further the objective of Agenda 2030.